The audio you're about to hear was recorded in Anchor. Learn more at anchor.fm.
Hello, and welcome to the second Brain Sponge blog podcast. Today I'll be examining how your ancestors' love life may be affecting your physical and mental health. Like everyone else in this life, you are human. To be precise, you are Homo sapien, at least for the most part. Thanks to your Randy ancestors, you may also be part Neanderthal and maybe Denisovan. And that may have serious consequences. When we refer to humans, we generally mean Homo sapiens, purely because we're the only species left. But there were others that coexisted with our ancestors, and it appears that they were sexy. When early human sapiens left Africa, they encountered Neanderthals. When they ventured further east, they bumped into Denisovans. Both encounters led to interbreeding. Europeans and Asians may have inherited between 1.5 and 4% of their genes from Neanderthals. Pacific Islanders, the Melanesians, can thank Denisovans for 2 to 3% of their genes. They, along with other Pacific Islanders and Australian Aborigines, also have genes from a yet unknown human species. The people who stayed in Africa did not miss out either. There is evidence of other unidentified species in modern African populations. Now, this is not just an interesting but academic fact. It has real-world consequences. Researchers Joshua Aki and Tony Capra worked out that they could search for clusters of Neanderthal DNA in a medical database. They found DNA traces in the records of 28,000 people of European descent. The researchers then checked what conditions these people may be more prone to developing. They found that Neanderthal genes may increase the risk of neurological conditions, including mood disorders and depression. And that's not all. Some people's blood can be more sticky thanks to their heritage. Sticky blood helps to stem blood loss as it coagulates faster. This would be a benefit for much of history, as it means that wounds heal faster. Unfortunately, sticky blood can also increase the risk of stroke in older generations. Obesity is another correlation the researchers found. Yet another is how addictive smoking can be. Other researchers looked at how personality traits may be influenced. They gave personality tests to 200 people that had their DNA mapped. They found that people with higher percentages of Neanderthal DNA have higher rates of autistic and depressive tendencies. They are less imaginative and more promiscuous. Neanderthals were less sociable than us, and people with higher rates of their genes tend to suffer more from social fear and anxiety. Unfortunately, the list does not end here. Research by the Harvard Medical School also found links to type 2 diabetes, Crohn's disease, and lupus. All thanks to our horny ancestors. So why do we suffer so much from these genes? Surely harmful genes should have been bred out of the human genome by now. Well, genes are often a two-edged sword. Like the sticky blood example, a trait might be good in one situation but bad in another. Neanderthals passed on genes that affect our ability to absorb vitamin D from sunlight. They passed on genes that affect our sleep pattern. Both of these are known factors that can affect depression. But both may have helped our ancestors settle in areas with weaker sunlight and where the length of night changes with the seasons. Neanderthals were also a different species of human. More of their brains were devoted to visual and spatial processing. Some of these traits may have crossed over and may be an advantage to some people and a disadvantage to others. Okay, so thank you for listening. And please check out brainspongeblog.com and also check for us on your favorite social media channels. Goodbye.